Time for the Interstate Hour, kicking off with our Sydney preview, the racing at Randwick. Of course, the highlight there is the Invitational for the Mares, the new race worth, or the Invitational, I should say, worth $2 million. Let's welcome in the team. First of all, Lizzie Jelfs, good morning to you.
Good morning.
Heartbreaking for your great friend Annabelle Neesham this morning with the scratching of Zaki. Have you had a chat to her?
No, I haven't had a chat to her, but yeah, very disappointing, and disappointing for all connections. But I think those sorts of scenarios, it's better to find out early than later on, you know, if they ran disappointingly. So I'm lucky that they caught it early and that they saw that he was a bit off colour, and they've checked his temp, and he's clearly not feeling up to racing today. So, yeah, really disappointing, but he will live to fight another day, and she's still got another live chance in the race.
Yep, with Morgan. What do you make of today's card at Randwick Gators? We welcome you back.
Yeah, it's a good little card, a couple of key scratchings, but yeah, no, the Invitation's a terrific race, and I like a bit of depth to the Bondi, so find some winners.
Yep. Contemporary is the favourite at $2.60 here in the opening race. You can scratch, of course, the 9 Lady Harlem, who goes around in the Inglis there at Moonee Valley today. And Johnny O'Shea gave that 2-year-old a good push this morning. But Contemporary is at $2.60 here. Secret Revolution, Paul Snowden gave this 2-year-old a good push as well this morning. And then you go to Snick Cat for the Inform Gary Portelli at $9 here, Gator.
Look, I've just lent to Secret Revolution. Trialled really well, wasn't punished, ran useful time. Contemporary's trialled really well since the good debut behind Cavella. Only just missed there, was heavily back that day. Both Belraya and Snick Cat have shown up at the trials. The latter had a race but was unlucky in it. 5-1-8-12.
5-1-8-12 for Gator in the first. What have you made of these babies here, Lizzie?
Yeah, most of them I will be seeing for the first time, so always looking forward to seeing how they present. Oh, a Snick Cat is the only one that I've seen previously. I just lent the way of Contemporary. I just liked the way that he moved at Flemington. I like the way he moves through that trial as well. He looks to be quite a natural. So he's the one that I sort of be looking at. But it's around the same numbers as Gator. I'm looking at 1, 12, 5 and 11 to see how they all parade. If one stands out, then I'll be going that way.
We'll be watching closely, Lizzie, with the 2-year-olds in the yard then. Race number 2 is the Highway over the 1,800 metres. And you can scratch the 9. And the 16 and 17 also come out. We've got the favourite here in a wide open affair is Freedom Square here, Gator, at $5. But there's a few chances, as always, in a Highway.
Yeah, I've tipped what's in. Blew the start badly last time. The Bathurst finale prior was terrific. Kit Spruill worked early with the weight fresh in a 64 race. Fit up, proven second up. Looks perhaps a bit of overs here. Freedom Square has more upside than a few of these, and Lord Descinimo won okay last time. 3-2, 14 and 8.
So 3-2, 14 and 8 there for Gator. What do you make of the Country Gallopers this week, Lizzie?
Yeah, I thought that Watson, as Gator mentioned, was unlucky last start, and also he paraded awful. He was so hot and sweaty, and he just didn't, as soon as I saw him, I put a complete pen through him, and I just thought he was above himself. So hopefully with that run under his belt and he comes to Randwick maybe a little bit more settled and relaxed, he might be able to put up a better performance or what he has done previously. So he's one that I'm going to have a good look at. Kitzbühel is the horse that I'm most interested in. Tim Donnelly never comes to town with a horse that is not able to run up to his expectations. And I think there's a bit of confidence around him. He's drawn perfectly. He should be hitting his straps at the right time over the 1,800 metres. And he's one of the proven horses that can run 1,800. So he's one that will go into the selections and have a look at him. But, yeah, those are the two horses I'm sort of looking forward to seeing and seeing how they present.
Looking forward to the third. It's a good little race, the Brian Crowley Stakes over the 1,200 metres, a listed race for the 3-year-olds here. And scratchings are clear. Abel Willie's the favourite. That was impressive on debut for Chris Waller. McAvoy rides at $2.20. Masu at $4. Oh President at $8.50. And then Battleton for Bjorn Baker and Jason Collard, who's also unbeaten here, Gator at $7.
Yeah, it was a pretty smart sort of debut win, wasn't it? Sort of slow out, wide, a long way from home, joined in, raced away. Strong last 600 overall figures, well above averages. Second and third, then both chased another smart one. Subsequently, Battleton, he was tardy on debut himself, forced wide, went to a 68 race at Flemington, was too good, at Warwick Farm, was too good again. Some useful figures out of that race also. Mazur brings in the A form, does a bit wrong though, an O president, speaking of doing things wrong, he was an idiot first up, but might be able to improve in this stable. They turn him around quick. 5-6-2-1.
So 5-6-2-1 for Gator in the Crowley Stakes. Some nice three-year-olds going around here, Lizzie.
Yeah, I'd be very surprised if Abel Willie doesn't turn up and win this race. I know there's a little bit of depth to it, and it's a bigger step up than his maiden win on the Kensington track, but he just looks the type that's going to improve, and he looks way above average. So I'm really keen to see how he presents today and see if he's up to the step up in grade. The horse that I'm most interested in seeing is War Eternal, the three. I thought that he did a good job last preparation, and he had a lot of improvement still to come, and he's no slouch. So he's the other horse that I think has got above average ability. And as Gator mentioned, O President, he just did everything wrong, and he could certainly bounce back. And he's got the runs on the board as a two-year-old to say that he's better than these. So it'll be interesting to see how they turn him around if they do.
Yep, looking forward to that race there, the third at Randwick. Let's have a look at the midway scratchings here, the 13, 15 and 16. Undeniable, the twos at $7.50. Air to Air's the favourite for the Coyle team at $4.20. Other horses under double figures. In fact, Pandora Blue is the favourite at $4 here, Gator.
I'm going to tip Air to Air. Only won one race, but it's run well in some high-class races. Did rush home in a recent trial. Undeniable, did a great job a while after being strung up and did quick and like seeing that. Oxford Tycoon was a moral bending one of these two runs ago. And wide last time, lame, forgive. And Pandora Blues, tough to assess, but certainly has some scope. 3-2-1-12.
So 3-2-1-12 there for Gator. What are you doing here in the midway, Lizzie?
Oh, well, I think Air to Her has found its right race. I can't believe I'm tipping her on top in a Saturday race. But that's why these midways are so good for horses like Air to Air. He's just in between that Saturday grade, open Saturday grade, and provincial grade. And she's just a perfect example of being really well placed. And if there's any speed on, she should be winning. But she can be very tricky. As Gator mentioned, she's only won one race. So she is a bit of a trickster, so if you're looking for a bit of value around her, there's a couple of other horses that I quite like. I thought Media Star Guest has trialled up nicely. He's one that I'll be having a good look at today. Rathbilly Miss, she needs to be ridden patiently instead of ridden up on speed. That's how she runs her best races, so hopefully they adopt those tactics, and I think they have to from 12. And then I also really liked the look of the win from Pandora Blue, but as Gator said, it's hard to assess that form coming to town, but Kristen's horses, as we've mentioned many times before, are absolutely flying, and they seem to be doing it not only in the country provincial, but also in the city.
Let's have a look at race number five, the Falante Handicap. Was he a great horse over the 1,400 metres? Blesk and Elizabeth come out, the 9 and the 9 and the 10 there. She's the Queenslanders are tipping Emerald Kingdom big time today for Robert Heathcote and Timmy Clark at 3.10. Quacker Jack at 9.50. Creodaris is at 3.90 for Godolphin. And Yamazaki, that didn't gain a start in the invitation, goes around here at 7.50. And Exo Boom. Paul Snowden mentioned this galloper as their best chance all day around the country, Exo Boom. You can get around $7 here, Gator.
Yeah, certainly got a hope. I'll tip Emerald Kingdom. Good effort first up off a 10-week break. Beaten by a good one in fast time. Beat Tafane second at last time in. It's a good scalp. Creodaris tailed off in the trial, but nice work over the line. It was a 740-metre heat. I don't know what people are expecting. You can't even get warm at 700 metres. Yamazaki's first up run was much, much better than it looks. Good roughie. And there's Exo Boom, 1, 4, 6, and 8.
So 1, 4, 6, and 8 for Gator in race number five. Are you with this Queenslander here as well, Lizzie?
Well, there's not much speed in this race, and this Queenslander seems to have a bit of natural speed in comparison to the rest of the field. So, yeah, he could definitely win this. I'm just going off my yard reports. Yamazaki, yep. She was one of my top picks last time, and she looked to run really well. And in a race like this, I don't mind her in a smaller field, and she should be able to hit the line strongly. So she's one that I'll be having a good look at. Exo Boom just does a lot wrong in his races. He's been very keen, and I can understand why Paul's tipping him, because he looks magnificent, and he's definitely be at his peak fitness after two runs. And, of course, I'm always keen to have a look at Cry Dearest, but I have seen him trial better first up in previous preparations.
So 1, 4, 6, and 8 there for Gator in race number 5. We'll take a quick break, Kim. We'll come back and have a look at the second half of the card there at Randwick. Here with Gareth Hall, David Gately, and Lizzie Jels on this Saturday morning.
Supply.
Lizzie Jels with you on this Saturday morning as we preview the Randwick card, and we're up to race number 6. 10 races, of course. You can scratch the 3 Dancing Gidget here, along with the 9 Mar and Par, and the 12 Semi comes out. Mayfair Spirit at $8.50 is the one. Snowfire at $9.50. The favourite is Shibley at $4.80. Then we go to Eliza Bill at $6.50. Ruby Tuesday at $9.50. And French Bonnet at $7 there. Good luck to Johnny Stewart and the Kim Ward team there with French Bonnet. This afternoon, Gator, what are you doing here?
I'm left with Shibley here. Draws quite well off a couple of wins, and one of those beats So United. You had a similar margin off Mar and Par, who was the original favourite here, and they've scratched. So happy that way, given the scratching. Wild Chap did a good job in the midway. She had a strong speed, battled well. It was 5 weeks between runs. A French Bonnet, and now one Mayfair Spirit after those scratchings in the mix. So we're now 6, 14, 13, and 1.
So 6, 14, 10. Sorry, what was that, Gator, again?
6, 14, 13.
Yeah, and 1.
And 1.
Lizzie, what are you doing here?
I'm the same. We should be as well off those last 2 wins. I think that he's on an upward curve, and invariably when Chris's horses just gradually improve through a preparation and are placed in the right races, they continue with winning, and I think that he gets perfect run just off the speed. And he should be hard to beat. I also think French Bonnet is a horse that is a definite improver and has come back a lot stronger this preparation and deserves a chance at Saturday grade. Ruby Tuesday was one that interests me. If she can jump and put herself on the speed, she's got, she's certainly got the turn of foot, and she's also got the staying ability over the mile to win this race. So she might cause a little bit of an upset, but she's too hard to tip on top due to the fact that you never know what she's quite going to do.
Race number 7 is the Tattersalls Club Cup over the 2,400 metres, a listed race. Scratchings are clear. Karras at $13. We've got Sayrek at $2.20. Skymax at $11. Achiever given a chance at $8.50 as well. And Skymax is at $11. Hush Rider at $9 here, Gator.
Yeah, look, I've lent to Cepheus here. He did a good job at Wait for Age last time. On the heels of Think It Over, and getting onto dry ground has been the key. Staying form at home is strong. Zarek had backing in the Metrop, ran well. That form's been terrific through Montefilia in a Caulfield Cup and the trifecta of the subsequent St. Ledger. Savvy Valentino gave an impossible start last time. It's an improver. And Sound of Cannons, 2, 3, 8 and 10.
So 2, 3, 8, and 10. Cepheus, I should say. It's around $6.50 for Matty Dunn and Jason Collett there in the market, Lizzie.
Yeah, there's 2 horses that will jump out of the ground on dry tracks. And as Gator mentioned, Cepheus is the one horse and Hush Rider is the other.
Yeah.
And he's one that I'll be having a good look at because he's been looking magnificent, his reruns in this campaign, but he just hasn't had the right conditions to him perform at his optimum, and I think this is the right sort of race for him. Tim Clark aboard, drawn the inside gate, dry track, it says to me that he's going to bounce back into form. So he's one that I'll be having a look at, along with Cepheus, Zarek, and if I was to put anything else in, I thought Cariff was also another one who was hitting this race at the right time as far as his fitness and distance range was concerned.
Race number 8 is one of the features. It's the Bondi Stakes over the 1,600 metres. 5 is the scratching. Akira, of course, goes around at Moonee Valley this afternoon. Hylau was back to his best last start at 2.30. Is the market leader. Coastwatch at 3.80. Kohali at $6. And then we go out to double figures for the rest here, Gator. Geez, it was good to see Hylau back to his best after getting a little keen in the run there last start.
Yeah, look, he's done that pretty much every time, hasn't he? No, he's still a work in progress, but I was pretty keen on Coastwatch last time. I was surprised Hello was able to run by him. But the 1,400 is just simply stronger. So I have to think it's advantage him again at 1,500. So I've got to tip him over Coastwatch. Royal Zell and Co. Tell some hope. But I'm going to go 1, 2, 3, 4.
All right, then. What are you doing here, Lizzie?
I'm going the 4. I'm trying to look for a horse that's on an upward curve, and that's Kota Healy. So he's the one that I thought ran really nicely with improvement to come. The others aren't going to improve. Halal and Coast Watch, they're going to stay exactly the same. The problem with Halal, he could win this race on ability, but do you trust him at the short quote that he's going to back it up again after that last start performance? Because he doesn't look super genuine to me. The other reason I didn't put Coast Watch on top is, as I said, he's just at his peak fitness now. There's no improvement in him. So I'm looking for an up-and-comer, and that was the 4.
Just with Hyala last start, Lizzie, were you surprised that he was able to do what he did, however, after getting a little keen mid-race?
No, because I think he's as good as any of the other 3-year-olds at the moment. He's just not genuine. He's very inconsistent, and he's hard to ride. He's hard to work out. He must be very frustrating to train because he's got plenty of ability, but it's just all about timing your run to perfection and getting it on at the right time. And that's what Tommy Berry was able to do. But even after the race, I asked him, I said, he's difficult. He said he is an extremely difficult horse, but they've done a good job. They've been able to tinker with the gear. As you remember, there were blinkers, visors, winkers. Hopefully they've found the trick to him because he can win this race, but he's just too inconsistent for me.
Let's have a look at the invitation. This is the $2 million race over the 1,400 metres. 13, 14 and 15 come out here. Entrevier is at $3.10. She's the favourite for Jamie Richards and Tommy Berry. Then we go to horses like Star Tonte's at $9.50, Nudge's at $9.50, Ice Bath at $7. And the rest are at double figures. Tricky Girl at $12. Vangelic's out to $11 now. And Sweet Deal here, Gator, at $14.
Well, Juvier was beaten last time, but I think she was the best run in that race, and by a fair margin. Yep. Back and had to make a move before the turn off a moderate tempo. Track pattern against her, still broke 11 second time. Ice Bath came off her back and actually ran home a little bit quicker with a softer run. Went to an Epsom and ran enormous. Nudge is a bit underrated, terrific return, some of the best sectionals of the day, Caulfield, she's a good mare. And Vangelic will give you a sight, any leader bikes would really help. 6, 2, 10 and 7.
6, 2, 10 and 7 for Gator in the invitation. What are you doing with the mares today there, Lizzie?
I think she's very good on Trevier. I think from that gate, all he's going to have to do is just be, you know, slightly positive on her and she's just going to cruise across. And the horses that are her biggest dangers have drawn awkwardly. So I think that's what makes her so attractive in this race. And I also believe that she's probably a little bit better than a few of these mares at this stage in her preparation. So I'm really keen on Trevier. And as I said, any sort of luck, I think she'll be winning this race.
All right, then let's have a look at the last race here. And Gravina's the favourite at $2.50. Scratchings are clear. Bellucci Babe at $5.50. Then we go to Electric Girl around $9.50. Quantico's a $7 chance. Kinlock at $11. Are you with the favourite here, Gravina, Gator?
Yeah, I was pretty keen last time. And I think, let's say, good thing beaten. I mean, it was a proper finale. I know a big parade had 61, and it's hard to knock that when you're able to win with that sort of weight. And then he goes on and wins a Group 2 weight for age racing fast time. Certainly Frank's the form. But this guy should have gone straight past him if he was just in striking distance. Anyway, Quintico is perhaps a danger. Bellucci Babe's got some good form lines as well. A terrific record on top of the ground. And Lord Olympus. It's a good strong win last time, beating a pretty good field, Varda and Co. So we're going 9, 11, 6, 3 home.
So 9, 11, 6 and 3 for Gator in the final event. Lizzie, you with this favourite, Gravina?
I think it's between Gravina and Bellucci Babe. Yep. I thought that she's got a just as good a turn of foot as Gravina and ridden just quietly in behind them. It looks as though she's come back so well, so I think it's between those two, but on a looks basis, it's hard to split them. I just wait to see who parades the best, and that's the way I go.
You enjoy Randwick today. Lizzie, what about Thank a tip you. For us in the WS Cox Plate?
Yeah, I knew you were going to ask me that. Yeah. So, I think it's very, very open. I reckon Mwanga's flying, mm-hmm. and I think it's all about who wants to take up the running. There doesn't look, I think, very elegant. You know, one of the, she's probably the best horse in the race, but does she get things to go her way? Is there enough speed on for her? Interested in state of rest. And of course, Animo is, he's very, very talented, but he's going to be spotting them at start. So may the best horse win. I say Mwanga just because I'm going for the Sydney siders.
All right. Good on you, Lizzie.
Thanks for that.
Guys. Enjoy your day. There's Lizzie Jels. Gator, your best there at Randwick this afternoon in a quaddie, please, mate.
Race 10, number 9, Gravina, our best quaddie. We're very skinny. 2 and 3 only. 1 and 2 only. 6, 2, 10 and 7, 9 only.
All right, then. Nice and skinny. What about in Adelaide? Do you have a special
there? We've got to adjust for all the scratchings over there.
Oh, okay.
Scratchings.
Hey, you were brilliant last night, Gator. Great to hear you this morning, and enjoy Cox Plate Day, mate.
Thanks, mate.
There we go. There's David Gately with his thoughts there on that Sydney meeting at Randwick.